In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com and get up to 15% off your first purchase as a member with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for up to 15% off your first purchase as a member.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ben.
We did it. We're doing it.
We're rolling.
Fuck yeah.
Oh, shit.
This is it. This is the intro.
What's up?
What's up? Yo, we got fucking Kim Congdon in the house. We are currently in Austin. This is a road pod for everybody. Welcome to Bottom of the Barrel. Kim Congdon, hilarious comedian.
Thank you.
I cornered her last night at Mitzi's, yeah. And I was drunk enough to
threaten her to be on the
pod. To convince her to do this.
It was very easy. He was like, do you want to do the pod? And I was like, yeah.
He slowly put his knife away. Yeah.
That was good answer.
That was the energy. It was like, would you do the pod? And I was like, yeah, of course, dude.
Fuck yeah.
I like you guys.
You're in Austin a lot, right?
Yeah.
You're doing a lot of shows out here now.
I am. I'm trying, yeah.
You ever think about moving out here? Because you're LA based, right?
Yeah, I actually, I haven't announced it or like I wouldn't, but I do have a place out here, so I live out here half the time.
Oh, dope! Well, that's
pretty
smart.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because there's a lot of I mean, it's crazy. You're selling out the store now for this bitch podcast.
I know. I wanted to move here, and then the second I decided to move here, the tickets started selling in LA, and I'm like, this is a sick joke. Like,
yeah,
this
yeah,
is a sick fucking joke.
Because I mean, selling out the main room is like pretty insane.
Yeah.
And for a podcast, I mean, that's some dope fan base you got there as well.
I know.
That's sick.
It's getting really good.
It's
finally working, dude. It feels like for a year. It just feels. Me and Sarah have been working together for over 10 years. We met on Kill Tony.
So
we were regulars. The regulars at the end. And we met on that show. And then when we were doing that together, we were trying anything. Like, we were writing scripts, TV shows. We thought of this thing called Stone Science. And like we wrote a thing about us being sisters, and like nothing would ever
nothing
work. And then
sicker.
When we did this podcast, and it was like immediately we were like, oh, this is like a or something.
Yeah.
So it was fun to find that after
so
fucking long.
The podcast, then.
We've been doing this bitch for almost, goddamn, 2.5 years, maybe.
Yeah, that's kind of where we're at too. Yeah. I think right around there, two, three.
Yeah, yep.
2 to 3 years. Yeah, it goes by fast. I want to say a year, but there's no way.
Yeah. how sick is it though that like you tried all these different avenues and like try to be creative, and people are like, "No, just be yourself. We like that."
If that's like, a lesson, I mean, it's true.
That's sick.
And that's what I've noticed with stand up too. Is like the second I stopped trying to be funny,
right?
And I like kind of went on stage bitterly.
Yeah.
People were like, oh, this is funny.
Yeah, you mean your normal self?
Yeah, they're like, people just want to hear you bitch because they want to bitch too. Yeah. And they're like, in the crowd. Like,
there's something, it speaks to authenticity though. People like seeing people be vulnerable because it like allows them to feel okay about themselves and their shitty lives. And, you know, so it's kind of mutual.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody out there throwing away too much energy for who they are or whatever that is, like you can fucking sniff that out right away. A lot of magicians do that, by the way.
Oh, networking magicians?
Just projecting. Yeah, like the corporate type. Like, you know those guys.
Oh, not corporate magicians.
It's most of them, by the way.
Oof.
Yeah. and they have names like who's that other guy?
Diamond Jim.
Diamond Jim.
Now you're starting beef with Diamond Jim on the pod.
Yeah,
you're gonna have to fist fight Diamond Jim now.
He's pretty old. Yeah, I think I can take him. Oh,
yeah. No. We're doing magician's boxing. We want fucking Diamond Jim calling you out.
Oh fuck. Yeah,
would you ever do a boxing match?
You know, I have you ever heard of Skankfest, the comedy festival? Mm-hmm. I fought in that for a couple years in a row. Boxing. Yeah, I fought Ali Makovsky, the comedian, the first year. And the second year, I fought this girl.
Just a homeless person.
No, I forget her name. Fucking.
Wasn't
damn
even on
it.
Camera.
She was like this hot, fucking ripped bitch that lifts weights. And she about killed my ass.
Damn.
But I fought her still, and I did it on acid in overalls.
God.
And Chucks.
Damn.
And I did it post two concussions.
Wow.
Because I trained Muay Thai, and I got two concussions.
How'd you even know that it was real?
It might not have been. I might have been in a padded room. Like
sounds like an insane acid trip.
Yeah. Who knows?
Skankfest seems like a fucking crazy time.
It's nuts.
We keep talking about it every year. Like we should go, and we never go.
You guys should absolutely go this year. You should book the hotel now.
Are they
just
doing
commit.
It in Vegas again?
I think so. I think they just announced they're doing it in Vegas.
That's
again.
The only part that I don't like.
Why?
I'm not a fan of Vegas. I'm in there like 2 days. I'm like, I fucking need to get out of here.
It's not, it's like its own thing in Vegas.
Yeah.
And the best part is like.
Is it off the strip?
It's on Fremont Street.
Oh, okay.
That's
wow.
the best part.
Yeah.
So that's my favorite part because I am like, I do love Fremont Street. Like the trash bag in me does.
Yeah.
I hate Vegas. I hate the strip, but I love Fremont Street.
Yeah.
That's and
I like
I'm
it,
from Florida.
Like,
well, I like to gamble, so it hits different for me.
That's also my problem.
Being a magician, people are always like, "Oh, you want to get a show in Vegas one day?" Like they think that's like the mecca because I guess it is for magic. Yeah. But we're like, definitely no. That's like not
magicians
a goal
go there
at all.
To die a lot of times. Yeah. Like, we know
it's
a lot
retirement home for magicians.
We know a lot of them that are like they peaked and they're like they're just gonna do, you know, sell. You know, 30 seaters and this little shit. But they can tell people, I got a Vegas, you know, show. And it's so sad. They've been doing the same act for 20 years. Yeah. Like, never changes.
Fuck. Yeah, it's pretty bad.
That's the one thing, though, about magic is, like, comedians are always, you know, they'll get their material, they'll work on it for a year, then they'll, like, put out a special, and then immediately start working on new things. Yeah. Whereas, like, magicians, because they do a lot of corporate stuff, no one ever sees their shit. They don't film it. So they just have the same act for 20 years.
Oh, that's
so
nice.
It's
so
sad, though. No, I don't like
it's like,
oh, are you guys like suicidal, like mailmen? And you're like, the same routine every day. Miss Johnson's house, then Mr. Bill's house, then Angela's house.
Exactly.
You're like sick of it.
Oh, God, yeah. No, I wouldn't be able to do it.
You if you do the same trick for so long, you forget you're doing fucking miracles sometimes. So you're like, oh, do the thing. And you're just going through the motions and people are freaking out. And you're like, oh, yeah, I guess this is... impressive. So I have to switch up tricks all the time.
It would be funny. Okay, it's not funny, but it would be funny if a comedian killed himself with one of those long...
with like the multiplying ropes or whatever, like cutting ropes. And like,
every time you cut him down, there's another way he's still up there. Exactly. Like, it really sets it up. You're like, this is genius! One last trick!
Yeah,
there's a documentary about it. Yeah. It's called One Last Trick.
You keep stepping on the chair, keeps breaking. Like, he's like, God damn, a stupid chair.
Yeah.
It's like a breakaway chair.
So good. So good.
Yeah, it's probably happened. Magicians are sad people.
Yeah.
Who's not sad? I got to tell you. We're all a little sad, buddy.
Yeah, the saddest.
If you're happy, you're fucking weird, dude. If you're just purely happy. No, you're not weird, but like.
You're weird.
Yeah, there's something wrong with you.
If you're, is anybody truly happy all the time?
You shouldn't be, right?
You should go through motions.
Yeah.
I don't believe they are. That's the thing. It's like they can say they are. I just don't believe it. I think everybody's going through shit, but like some people just, I don't know, are Mormon or whatever. They just like hide it. They go hiking and they're like, I'm fine. But like
hiking does help. I will say a hike hits when you're sad.
Yeah.
A hike does hit.
Especially when you're hiding a body.
This is a different trauma.
Up in the Utah hills.
Yeah, Chris is a notorious hiker. I took him on one hike. I lived next door to him for a year. 5 minutes in, he's like, I'm going to puke up blood.
You look like you would hike.
I know. He looks fit.
You look like you were made to hike. I don't. I think you should explore the.
Hate it, dude. I fucking can't stand it.
Do you like nature?
Sure. Yeah.
That's not.
Like
from his Tesla window.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Show me a picture right now. I'll like it.
Show me. No.
I went to Mount Kilimanjaro a year and a half ago, and he made fun of me the whole time. And it's like a big life achievement for me. I was like so excited. And he's like, yeah, I can look at it online right now.
Yeah, no, because like, Chris. He's like, once you get to the top, I'm like, I can take a helicopter and meet you there. And I'd have a better story.
No.
Yeah.
Maybe. your body wouldn't be actively dying.
Yeah.
You'd feel better.
Yeah. Wait, so you hiked it?
Yeah.
That is
yeah, he's so sick.
It was white. Like, that is no, white.
No, it wasn't.
Bro.
All of our porters were not white, and they all carried our stuff up.
Literally,
it was very not white.
We had 30 people.
23.
Okay,
I'm not a pussy.
Hiking all his shit up, and he's like, you know, Instagram. This is so hard. I can hardly breathe. I'm shitting my pants every day. Like this whole like thing.
I kept
being
like, hey man, can I put a backpack on me before I film this?
And they're literally carrying up his toilet.
No,
that
no.
He shits in 9 times a day because the altitude fucks with your stomach. It's so funny.
That's like their thing. That's what they do.
Yeah. Oh yeah, and that guy was so. You've never seen a guy happier to carry a toilet.
Yeah, and he
was getting paid really well.
Yeah, $7.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Well, after the first couple visits to that toilet, yeah. I was like, I'm gonna up this guy's rate for sure. I was like, you need to tip this guy better.
They know.
It was a bad time.
They know. Oh, if you don't tip more after he carries a toilet up Mount Kilimanjaro for you, you're bad.
Yeah.
You're a bad person.
It's so funny because
I can't believe that someone's job is the toilet carrier up Mount Kilimanjaro.
He's a new guy for
like,
sure.
Like, how many days a week is he doing this?
Every day.
Is he?
Forever.
No. What do you think he tells his kids?
Well,
yeah, he's like, his kids complain about walking to school, and he's like, I hike Mount Kilimanjaro every day.
With white people shit on my back constantly.
White people shit on my back. I can see you shitting, and he's carrying it. And you're just in the toilet Instagramming.
The guy was like, and they're not very big, so I filled him up several times.
No.
And yeah, and because I was having a real problem. I was getting up all night, right? So the guide asked one morning, he's like, Wes, how'd you sleep? I'm like, pretty good. Me and the toilet guy lock eyes. Him and I were both up all night.
Oh, God.
And him emptying it every time. It was bad. Yeah, I was like, it was traumatic.
Would you ever do Kilimanjaro?
Absolutely not.
Really?
No, I did. I went to Kauai a couple months ago, and I did a really beautiful hike. I wish I could remember where it was. Or the name.
In Hawaii, wow.
Yeah, in Kauai specifically. Yeah. And it was so beautiful and literally, I think, maybe almost killed me. It was so funny. I went with Sarah Weinshank, my podcast co-host. And she was like, oh, I really want to hike to the waterfall. She's like, it's a really long hike. She's like, but it's worth it. Everybody online says it's worth it. I'm like, okay. And the whole time, I'm having trouble just like walking there because it's like all, you know.
Yeah.
I'm like out of breath everywhere we go. So to where when we were going to this hike, I go like, I don't know if I'm going to be able to finish. It was a 4-hour hike.
Jeez.
So I was like, I don't know if I'm going to be able to do this hike. And she's like, we got to do it. And she's kind of like pissed off at me. You could tell she's getting like annoyed. She's like, well, I'm going to do the hike. You can go halfway back. And we're 5 minutes in. And she's like, we're not finishing this hike.
I was going to say, is she like super fitness freak or no?
No, but she really wanted to see this waterfall. Yeah. And people do the hike. Like we were seeing like, old families, like old couples,
right.
But they were in hiking gear.
Yeah, with the sticks.
And we were like in tank tops with our GoPro. You know what I mean? Like they had like sticks and shit.
Your stick just had a phone at the end of it.
Yeah, exactly.
There's like LA people that actually are fitness outdoors, and some people just wear the clothes. And I feel like
we had a local one of the local guys. We paid him to just like take us.
Yeah.
And show us, and he was like, this hike's easy, you could do it in flip-flops.
Right.
And it was like the hardest hike of my life. Yeah. And I was like, we can't do this in flip-flops. Yeah. We could never do this. It was also raining, but it was gorgeous. And the thing I love about Kauai is that when you're in the jungle, there's nothing that can like kill you in there.
Oh.
They don't have snakes. The spiders are non-venomous. There's like, you can really enjoy the nature. There's nothing that's going to come out
like
of
Canada.
It. You can truly enjoy it.
You have bears, dude.
Yeah, but they're not
and
voices.
Men.
Right.
So. There's always men, actually. But
in the woods.
There's always one predator somewhere. So.
Exactly.
That's why I always go with my wife, so I always have one more bargaining chip with me. If it gets serious, I'm like,
so
leave me alone, please.
No.
Yeah, Kauai's like the only place in Hawaii that I want to go to, actually. Because like, apparently the food is great, too, because they a lot of Japanese-inspired, like all the best sushi. You'll get like farms and like farm fresh markets and stuff like that. It looks great.
It looks so good.
Like Jurassic Park, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It does.
Were you there just vacation? Or...
Yeah.
That's fucking nice.
Yeah, we were supposed to go for like 8 days and we ended up staying like 14.
Yeah.
And we were like, I almost didn't want, it was crazy because I'm like, you would think I went and I was like, this is going to be like good inspiration for working harder to get more vacations. And then I went and I was like, should I delete all my social media and work at this gas station?
Yeah.
At the 76 gas station in Kauai, because they had a hiring sign and I kept looking at it. And I was just like, really, I was surfing and like really enjoying myself, eating fresh food. Yeah. That's how I want to live. Yeah. Like, that's my shit. It's like, I'm Puerto Rican, so I'd want to be in a tropical place eating fresh fish and surfing every day. Like, that's truly what I want to be doing.
You'd easily be the funniest one in the gas station. That's pretty cool.
I know.
Right?
I was like, I would kill in Kauai. Everything closes down at 9. It was like my dream. It was just like, dude, you can't do any, you can't even get, like, you can't get gas. Like, everything that, the lights are off.
Is it like,
the island's dark.
Is like the, like the average age just like 70 is like people
no it just
there,
feels or? Like the culture there is very like their whole thing chill. Is like try slow down relax. It's like not very like,
I feel like Italy was like that when I went to Italy as well. They like close up shops from like they're open for like 2 hours a day in the summer and then it's just like everybody wants to chill.
Yeah, it was really nice. It was really beautiful.
That's amazing.
Do you go a lot of vacations or is that the first one in a long time?
Well, that
it's
was
like a workaholic.
I am a workaholic, and that was the first vacation I was ever able to afford. So that was my first one. That was 2 months ago. I'm going to Puerto Rico next week.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
And I'm feeling like I'm spoiling myself. I do. I'm like, that's crazy to take two.
Puerto Rico definitely
months.
Cheaper than Hawaii.
Yeah. It's definitely cheaper. So I'm like, I could take two. I've been literally working for 11 years. I've missed every holiday, every birthday, you know, like.
Yeah, fucking grinding, but worth it, dude.
Yeah.
And you're still writing on shows and stuff too, right?
I'm not currently writing right now. Oh, okay. But yeah, I'm still wanting to write on shows.
Right. Yeah. fair.
Yeah.
I'm writing stuff for myself.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
For like scripts or?
Yeah, I've written like 3 or 4 features that I'm.
Well, feature films.
Yeah.
What the fuck? Really?
Yeah.
That's so sick.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So like just for practice
one,
or for actual you want to do them?
Yeah, no, I want to make them.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. I want to eventually.
Can you pitch us on one or are they like hush hush? Is there one that you can like, oh, I can pitch this angle of it? Or?
I don't know if I should. I have writing partners on all of them.
Okay. They're all involved.
Yeah.
Cool.
So
maybe after.
After. Yeah. I'll definitely tell you. I'll send all of my friends the script.
Sick.
Yeah.
Cool.
Until
that seems like a big undertaking to write. I don't even know where to start.
I love it. Well, I started, a lot of people will kind of say this is hack. But there's this book called Save the Cat. Mm. And like people that have sold like a million movies will like roll their eyes. But it like really is, if you don't know where to start, for real,
start
a good
there.
Just base. Like
Save
it gives
cat.
You a formula. The intro should do this. The first 30 pages should have this. The second, you know, whatever. It should be this long. You should meet these characters by this page. And you don't have to. Obviously, like. The cool part about art is you can do whatever you want, but if you don't know where to start, it does give you a base, and then you can change your shit from
there. You got
to
learn the rules before you break them.
Exactly.
Say, right?
Exactly.
So that makes sense. That's cool.
So
is
I really
it
push
a fiction
it.
Work or is it like
it's like a help.
No,
what
I mean like the stuff that you're into.
Oh, the stuff I'm writing. I wrote a
like comedy or is it?
I wrote a comedy with Sarah, and then I wrote a political. Rom-com thing with my friend Hormoz, and I also wrote a horror film with my friend Hormoz and a couple like TV shows.
Dope. So you just enjoy writing in general.
Yeah, I love
that's
writing.
Sick.
Mm-hmm. It's the only thing I'm really good at.
That's not true. I'm actually in the middle of like trying to like come up. I've never endeavored in like an actual documentary. I do the YouTube stuff, and I've done like mini docs on my channel, but they've always been sort of on the fly. I've never had to like. Sit down and like prep and logistics and all this stuff. So I'm starting to do that for a project that I'm working on. I'll tell you about it after, but it's a like daunting task to like put together all
I
this stuff.
I would love to do a documentary, and I will tell you what I would love to do it on.
Yeah.
There's this story. It was this evil dentist. His name is Dr. Schneider.
This is real?
Yeah, this is real. I found this like being bored, like, 8 years ago on Facebook, just like stalking, like I don't know, like you know when you get on the internet and you go too far into some shit.
I don't know what you mean. Yeah.
I was just on Facebook and I found this like lawsuit that was happening. This guy named Dr. Schneider, he was a dentist, and he was a Medicare dentist, Medicaid.
Mm.
So it's all really poor families, and I guess like I don't really know how all of that works, even though I grew up on Medicaid, but I guess like the more procedures they do, the more money they get.
Right.
So the lawsuit was like people from 30, 40, like 40 years back, one saying that he would abuse them. Like he would punch him in the face, strap him down, like wear scary masks, give them medicine to like make them just the kids just dizzy enough to be like hallucinating. And then all the nurses were like evil too. And then the mothers were like, yeah, I would bring my kid in for a cleaning and he would come out with no teeth.
What?
Like, and it was like, and these people were all like the poorest families in Florida, so nobody, they couldn't hire lawyers, and they had no one to have their back. And this is just just a Facebook group. I was like, this would be a good documentary. He's literally an evil dentist, like the thing that like movies are made of, like an evil dentist for 40 years.
Yeah, this sounds
and he
like
caused all these traumas.
Hills Have Eyes type
dude,
shit.
Dude, it like, was crazy. And I started like being like, how do you even start a documentary? And then I just kind of left it at that. And it's one of those things where I'm like, it just seems like too much work. So I will say it out loud on a podcast.
What happened to this guy? Is he still?
I think he's still. I don't know. Should I Google it?
Yo,
Dr. Schneider, evil dentist.
Because I say you just go undercover. That's how this documentary starts.
Yeah.
He's
not. He lost his license.
Yeah.
But
he's just a free man.
Let's see.
Fuck,
2015
dude.
Was the last article.
You know what's fucked is because like going to the dentist is an actual fear for a lot of people.
Yeah.
And that just confirms all of their fears.
So
that's so fucking terrifying.
Yeah.
I remember my friend once talking about she got ACL surgery on her knee, right? And
this is him. He's got a good strap like it's a mental hospital.
Holy shit.
Oh my god, dude.
This is Howard Schneider. He was a dentist from Jacksonville, Florida, and this is how he treated a 3-year-old girl. She was giving no anesthesia and was strapped down, so he doesn't even numb them.
Oh my!
And he does the dental procedures and then brings them back to their parents, and they're so young, and these parents are poor, so they don't like understand proper medical care. It's like he takes advantage. It's a good documentary, actually, and it's a good documentary looking into like the healthcare system and how like these kids have fucked up teeth, and like when you have fucked up teeth, it gives you infections that go to your brain. Like it fucks you up. For life, like forever.
Yep.
Oh
my God.
Anyways, not to bring the party down, but isn't that a crazy documentary? Wouldn't that be a good documentary?
Hilarious.
Yeah.
So I'm working in comedy.
Yeah. I can tell.
Fuck.
But I really do lean towards dark shit. Yeah. Like, yeah, when I'm out of comedy, I loved writing the horror.
Wait,
film
are you like, are you one of those that like, you love the Dahmer doc? You like, follow
I
the
like
crime
the Dahmer.
Shit.
I don't follow anything really.
Dahmer doc was sick. Like, or the. It wasn't really a doc, but it was sick.
Yeah, my issue now is by the time I'm in bed, if I turn the TV on, I'm just asleep. Like
I see.
Yeah. The second I get, I work so late, and then I sleep all day, and then I'm like, I should look at the sun for 5 minutes. So it's like I don't really watch TV anymore. But
fair enough.
But yeah. I would be into all of that. Yeah.
Goddamn.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm so scared.
Yeah, threw me off.
Yeah, I threw this fucking podcast.
I'm sorry. I should have brought up Dr. Schneider. He's in my nightmares too.
Yeah, dude,
you guys.
I'm not gonna recover from this.
I remember the first time I ever really thought about doctors being like fucking weirdos.
Kevorkian.
My friend, she got ACL surgery and they put you under, fix your ACL, whatever. And then she was there with another friend. My buddy Carl, she's like, Carl, when they gave you ACL surgery, did they draw on your leg, like with a marker about what knee and stuff? And he's like, yeah. And she's like, mine, there was like drawing all the way up, like on top of her pussy and everything. And he's like, I have like they drew everywhere. And Carl's like, yeah, they didn't do that for me. And it was like, I was like, what the fuck? It was so creepy after the fact weirdness.
Hell no. I bet that happens all the time.
Uh-huh. And I was like, ugh.
Yeah, you know.
We saw a guy in video put his balls in the person's mouth while they were on the operating table.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we shared that clip on here. Like, so they were out, and there was people around.
Well, I'm glad my clip wasn't out of the ordinary, since people are sucking ball on this pod.
So, like, somebody's getting operated on. They have, like, this, they're laying down, and they're, like, they have, like, these screens. Yeah. That they can't see what's going on.
Yeah.
There's people walking around, nurses, and he just comes around. And there's security footage of this, and he's like looking, and he just boop right in his. And then I remember we segued to a Manscaped ad, and we're like, don't be this guy. You're going to put it in someone's mouth. While
fuck. Yeah, that's right. I forgot about that.
I guess, yeah. I had a boyfriend once buy me a massage as a gift.
Yeah, nice.
And like, he was like, this is the place. And I went, and the dude. probably molested me.
What do you mean?
I don't know. Sorry. Why'd I laugh?
I don't know.
That's terrible. Up,
I don't know what it is.
That was weird.
It was really funny to laugh. I will say that as a comedian, that hits for me. It was the right person to do it, too.
That's so fucked up. Wait, why probably? He's like, well, he put me to sleep first. I don't
he
really
was,
know
like,
what
good
happened.
At being sneaky about it. You know when they're like just towing the line where you're like,
yeah, that's
another
my
centimeter in
category.
This. Yeah. He edged me. Yeah. Essentially, I was like, "Are you gonna molest me or not?" Yeah. Like, I didn't know. He kept me to a point where I couldn't complain, but I was right on the edge.
A pro.
He edged me like he me too edged me. Yeah, where I was like, "Oh, I'm about to say it."
Dude, what a pro though. He knew the line.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, he probably molested. He was like Fabio too, and he was like. It was funny because it was this, I was waiting in the waiting room and the only people that kept coming out were like smiling old women.
Oh, Jesus. Damn.
And I was like, this is a bad sign already. And then he came out and he had long hair. Yeah. He's like, hey, I'll be right with you.
Yeah, the wall was wet. Like, you're like, why is the wall wet?
Yeah, he's sweating. He's shirtless. He's got a partially shaved chest. Yeah. There's wax everywhere. Dude. I'm like, what's going on? And during the massage, he kept being like, so what do you like to do for fun? Which is like, I'm like, not talk during massages. Yeah, that's one of my favorite things to do.
Get massaged by my therapist.
Yeah.
That's what I'm into. Wait, maybe your ex-boyfriend knew about it then. Did you ever think about that? He's like, hey, brother, she's really tense.
Yeah. Oh, he wanted it. Yeah. Yeah. He's like, tell me more about it. He's like a verbal cuck.
Go see Bobby. Yeah, exactly.
He's like, call me and tell me how it went. Was she scared? Was she scared?
Yeah. He's just watching from a camera. He's like, yeah, nice.
Yeah. What a slut. He was mean to me the whole week. I'm like, what did I do?
It'd be fun to like go in as a dude after and just like get a boner while he's massaging you and see what he does. And just be like, hey man, this is too much for me.
Make him uncomfortable.
Yeah, after he squeezed like ladies' tits all day and you're like, hey dude, come on.
That's what you gotta do. We gotta start hiring guys to assault guys that assault women.
Yeah. 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 They call it prison.
Yeah.
The chomos get it.
I guess you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have a new joke about that right now where I talk about how you know, it's like scary when you're a woman, you have to have guys walk you to your car because men respect other men.
Yes.
Mm. But I live in LA, so a lot of my friends are pussies. So in that case, I have them just walk behind me because in case there's a rapist, he'll see the guy behind me and be go like, oh, someone already called dibs on that rape. Like, I don't want to mess with another man's things.
That's so fucked.
It is fucked.
How do you come up with material usually? Do you sit down and write? Do you come up with just the premise and just freestyle it on stage?
Like, it is truly like the way I feel about life. It is just I'll complain about something out loud and someone will laugh and I'll be like, well,
write it down.
There it is.
Try it on stage. Yeah.
Yeah, like, you know, with that joke that I just told you, I have a new joke where I talk about how I hate daylight savings time as a woman because it's just 4 more hours of rape time. Like it is. Like, and you don't really, premise. Men don't think about it, but it is something I think about.
No, we think about it. We're like 4 hours of rape time. Yeah, dude.
You're pumping iron. Yeah, exactly. Doing your cardio.
Sick, like, I love daylight savings time.
Yeah, it's your guys' favorite holiday. But for me, it's scary. Yeah, and it just sucks, dude. I can't wait it's like literally like winter is coming. Like that's how it feels. Like it's like gonna be dark the whole time. It's cold. Your muscles are you can't run fast. Like we are already like the wounded prey.
Yeah,
and
slowed.
Now it's like the conditions are bad. You know what I mean?
Yeah, the rate multiplier.
Yeah,
it goes up exponentially.
Yeah, it is funny. Like I'm seeing a guy right now and I feel like he's shocked by how I'm so used to being scared. He's like, oh, we can just walk home. I'm like, we can. We can. I love walking at night. You
we
know
take
what
it
I mean?
For granted.
Yeah, you do.
We and do. Like, I don't think about it at all, but that's like a thing you guys always think
he
about.
He just
like,
comes into my apartment and then like we'll be hanging out and I'm like, you didn't lock the door. And he's like, yeah, I'm not worried about any, like a man killing me. He's like,
true.
No one's going to kill me. Damn. I was like, oh, that's so nice. That's so nice. Like, I'm like, before I lay in my bed, I automatically look at the door every time. And I don't even think about it. I just make sure the door is locked before I lay down to close my eyes because it's so crazy. I could only imagine what it's like to be a man.
Yeah. And then
it seems so freeing.
And
like
still pays a guy to molest him on the massage table.
Yeah,
to molest her on the massage table.
Exactly. Yeah. You guys can go to the beach. This is what I hated that I couldn't do. I always wanted to just nap at the beach. But you can't close your eyes when you're a woman and you're by yourself.
God damn, these are great premises. But like, I would never think of
the day,
though.
Yeah, but even then, it's like women get assaulted at the beach during the day. Because beaches, like, you know, in Florida, there's beaches that are quiet. There's like
I'm thinking there's like 1,000 people around. No, like,
there's lots of beaches that are, there's small towns. Right. And you can't go as a woman and close your eyes and take a nap at the beach.
That's fun.
Yeah.
Is that crazy?
Yeah, that is crazy.
And it's like one of my dreams to be like not with a man and sleep at the beach.
Yeah, I've done that.
Yeah.
I've not been with men and slept on the beach plenty of times.
When me and my sister went on vacation to Puerto Rico, we were snorkeling at this beach. We were having the best time. And we're like, this is awesome, dude. Like, we're so free. And we're snorkeling and we're looking at the fish and we sit up and my sister goes, what's that? We just look over and there was a dude furiously undressing and jacking off in the woods at us. It was like the most beautiful scene. Like, were just like, can life get any better? And then I was like, pack your stuff, swim in the ocean. We couldn't even get out in the water. We had to swim through the ocean.
That guy was like, can life get any better? Yeah. He was like, we're the same thoughts.
Everyone was happy that day, I guess.
It's your fault for seeing him.
Yeah.
Just imagine
if I didn't see, you're right. It is my fault. I could have just minded my business. Yeah. And he could have minded mine too.
Yeah, like everything's beautiful except for that bush rustling over there. I'm not sure what that's about.
For the guy sweating and making eye contact with us. Just
audibly
hunched
panting
over a tree, jacking off as quickly as he could. We were like, it was like jarring. We were like, ugh. We didn't even feel like victims.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
We were just like, this dude needs help. Like, we should talk to him. Like, this is not good, dude.
Nothing wakes you up like the sound of a man whimpering. You're like whimpering and then he farts. You're like, what the fuck's going on over there?
So funny.
Holy shit. God damn.
I mean, it's
I don't think about that at all. That's crazy. There's that's the thing. Like, nighttime walks are not a thing. You guys don't ever, because like a lot of times for dudes, we like to like clear heads and like pop some headphones in, just go for a walk at night.
God, that's
headphones.
So,
you're right. You're not even thinking about it.
Exactly.
Anything.
Oh, no, you can't do headphones during the day alone as a
even,
woman.
Even, right?
No.
Fuck me.
Mm-mm. You know, it's crazy. I heard this happened in Austin, that a girl was walking with her boyfriend and a group of friends in downtown, and she stopped to say hi to someone she knew, and they were like a few feet ahead of her downtown in front of a bunch of people. And when she went to go catch up, a car pulled up, the door opened, and they grabbed her and pulled her into the car window. Luckily, into the car door.
Oh, I was like,
luckily, the window was open because they were looking, I think, in the window, and they opened it, and she jumped half of her body out quick enough for her to rip her out. And she said they were speaking like a different language.
Whoa.
And this happened in front of a bunch of people in downtown. Like, you're not even safe, like, with your boyfriend and all of his friends. Like,
Jesus.
That's crazy.
I know.
Yeah.
It's fucked up, dude.
Yeah, but that's why
headphones out.
That's why you're like fighting now in on acid. To like prepare for the next one.
That's why I fight on acid, dude. You never know.
You never know if a giant clown's gonna rip your teeth out, and you have to like fend him off. You know?
Yeah, yeah. I also have a joke about that's why I do jujitsu. It's like, I'm not trying to do all my bits, but it is. I do talk about how scary it is. If you live in fear all the time,
jiu-jitsu's
and you're
good, like anti-rape thing, by the way,
it is. But my bit is like, no matter how much I train, I'll never be biologically stronger than man. Like, you can rape me, but you're not gonna come. Like, it's the police will get there. Like, I'll block
you're not
it.
Gonna like it.
But you can start. Yeah, it's like not gonna be fun for you. Like, so just skip me. Like, I could at least put off the coming. You know,
fucking fun. That's hilarious. God damn it,
man.
Where What do you, you just filmed your special too, didn't you?
I did. Yeah.
How did that go?
Oh God, it was awesome. I was so fucking nervous. But I was ready. I could tell.
Where did you film it?
I did in LA at Jam in the Van.
Mm-hmm. Great set, by the way. Beautiful. Like, I love every video that comes out of there. It's
they're
like,
good.
It's
I
set,
did it with them because every time I did shows with them, every clip they posted of mine would go viral. It was the only time in my life where every clip they posted would hit. Fail. I'm like, they have good cameras. They understand how to cut things. I'm like, So I asked them, I was like, are you guys doing specials? And they're like, no, but we will. And we got together and we filmed it, and it comes out Valentine's Day, Childless MILF. I don't know when this comes out, but
this comes out like next week.
Okay, great. Yep. So yeah, Valentine's Day on YouTube. It's called Childless MILF.
That's amazing.
That's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Hilarious.
I'm really excited. It's half hour. I was ready to get rid of the material. I've been doing it for 10 years. So
yeah,
I am feeling very free. And I love it, and it's very funny. It's very structured, obviously. Yeah. Like,
yeah, yeah.
So I'm
but I mean, this is all pro shit at this point. Like, all that stuff's been played. You know the beats. You know everything.
Yeah.
So.
And now you get excited about the new shit you get to find now.
So
right?
excited about the new shit. Yeah. So excited.
What's the next goal for like the stand up stuff? What's like, where are you headed towards? What do you want to achieve with that?
So right now, I'm actually getting into acting a lot right now, and I'm really enjoying that. So I would love. For me, I love stand-up. Like, I just love doing it. So I don't really, like, see my – I'm like, I want to sell out. I just love doing stand-up. Like, I would love to obviously sell out Madison Square Garden one day.
It's a pretty good venue.
Yeah, if I could, you know. I'm not asking for much. But I would love to book something on TV. I would love to have a reoccurring role on a TV show and then be able to do stand-up since I love it.
That's
for fun
the
on the weekends.
Yeah.
And fill the seats, and then I want to schedule my year so that I'm working 8 months out of the year and I'm off the rest of the year and nobody talks to me, and then I write and then come back.
That's
my dream
plan.
That's my dream.
And
to live on the beach for the rest
sleep
of the year
on a beach with your eyes closed.
on my house, my private beach.
On her own private island.
With my dogs that are watching me.
I believe in it.
That's the only way
I still have to have dogs.
Sleep on a beach. They have to buy the entire beach.
You have to buy the beach, and you have to get some dogs too, because the water's still open.
Yeah,
okay,
dogs only.
They're still scuba divers. Okay,
we gotta watch. They're coming out of the ocean.
They're everywhere, dude. They're everywhere.
Fucking camo paint on them,
dude. Everywhere.
It's like that. It's like that Navy SEAL commercial, but they're all rapists.
Yeah,
helicopters, boats.
Holy shit.
You know, it's really fucked up that me and my friends were talking about. That we get catcalled a lot less than when we did when we were teenagers by grown men.
Right. Oh,
like I remember,
now you're of age. So
yeah,
they want
I'm gross
to.
Now.
Yeah, gross. Ew.
Yeah. Isn't that great? But I think that's less, I think that's actually less like, we probably looked a little older when we were, me and my friends always tried to dress like we were 18 when we were teenagers. So we probably did look a little older. And I think that's more like men don't
catcall anymore.
Shitty men don't hit on women that are an appropriate age because they know they can stand up for themselves.
Right.
And that's just the truth. They're smarter. They pick up on things that you're doing. It's just so easy to get tricked when you're in your 20s. I got tricked my whole 20s.
Yeah.
Mm. Every once in a while in my 30s, I got tricked, and it shocked me still. I was like, still?
Yeah.
You guys got a lot of tricks, I gotta tell you.
We tricked you to be here.
Yeah.
You fell for it, so.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. Exactly. You didn't have to. No.
Yeah, that is. So you think it's more of like, couldn't it be more of like a generational thing? Yeah, where like guys are like not doing that type of shit anymore. Do you guys still
think
feel
a little bit is obviously biological?
Yeah,
like it's like inside of you guys. And I'm not going to say that, but it's also like there are a lot of things biologically in us that we ignore as humans.
Exactly.
So
absolutely.
It's like,
don't act on it.
Yeah. It's like, I want to squeeze a kitten when it's really cute. Yeah. I don't do it. I don't do it, dude.
Yeah,
I just go, oh, I wish I could squeeze this out loud.
Squeeze
That's what porn's for. I don't know.
But that is like the, just like old guys letting their intrusive thoughts sort of get the best of them is what that is, right?
Because
like, you know, girls do this, guys do this, but if you see something, you want to comment on it with a friend, even as a comedian, you want to be like, hey, that's funny, or look at their feet, or look at their head, or whatever it is. And so we're still going to do that, but I guess that generation was just like, boys laugh like this way, right?
Yeah.
There's a lot of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm basically just defending all the cats.
Yeah, I was going to say.
So,
yeah.
It's
I
all
love
appropriate.
No, you know what? I moved in New York when I was 27. And it was my favorite place to be catcalled.
New York.
It like changed my it changed my mind about cat. No, I would just be walking. I lived in Spanish Harlem.
Okay.
So I'd be walking and people would be like, "Good morning, beautiful. My day is great now."
God damn.
Like it was like
they're like NPCs. Right.
Yeah, dude.
Script.
And I was like, "Thank you." And then like, "Keep smiling, beautiful, cuz you're going to have a good day." And it was like God the damn. Best. Like I was like, "Yeah, I am going to have a good day. I am beautiful."
Dude.
It was like really nice.
They are creative and
but then sometimes every once in a while they take it too far.
They're like, "Show me your pussy." Yeah.
Like, ah. One guy followed me. I told him no like 6 times for my number, and he followed me. And at one point, I just started screaming, "Help!" And he's like, "Stop!" And great. I was like, "Then go away."
Yeah,
I'm gonna make you look creepy. You're being creepy.
That's the way to go, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shit. Never I hear that though. I'm like, I don't need to get involved.
Yeah, same. Yeah. Like, yeah. Dude, one time I was in Harlem and I saw a dude backhand like wind back slap his
Holy
girlfriend in the face
shit.
And then it was right in front of me and I stopped and then he looked at me and he said, "What, bitch?" Ooh. And I was like,
yeah,
I kept walking. I was like there's people here, like it was in public.
Yeah,
there was really not my I was like, I don't know if he loves her. Like <Yeah. laughs> that's how he treats her. He don't even like me. Like,
oh fuck, what a
kill me.
Yeah.
God, I was like, oh yeah. Well, yeah, this seems like a job that. For a man yeah. to help her.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
It sucked. Like, it really sucked. But you could tell it was, like, in public. It happens all the time. She's there. It was, like, it fucking sucks.
It is one of those things, though, like, where we like to judge people, like, when we see those videos where people set up, like, a fake
And they're like,
mugging.
Why didn't you help?
Yeah, and then, like, who's going to step in? But it's, like, there's so many, variables in a
so
situation
many.
Like that.
Like, having like, something to live for.
Exactly. Who has a gun? Who has a knife? Like,
yeah,
what,
you could be like, I have
it?
Children
like, oh,
at
yeah.
home. Yeah. Yeah. I know. It sucks. It sucks wanting to be the hero, but being afraid for your life.
Yeah.
I guess that is why there are heroes.
Yeah, exactly.
Because
yeah.
they're like the people that stand out.
Yeah.
When I was, when
or
I was
they're
like,
on beta blockers. Like, I don't know. Like, why are you not afraid, dude?
Yeah, exactly.
He's like sociopathic.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Like, when I was in Kauai, a little boy almost drowned at the beach that day. And it
and
was,
you stopped kneeling on him?
Hold your phone out.
Yeah, exactly. And I was like shocked because in my head, I always thought I could.
Yeah.
Help and be the person to do the CPR. And they were like, "Does anyone know CPR?" And in my head, I'm like, kind of, but I don't want to mess it up and kill him. Like, I was like,
yeah.
I also don't want him to be dead. And I am like,
the
I
last
couldn't,
person he kisses.
I don't know if I, yeah.
And the first.
Also, he's not of age. He's not of age. I can't put my mouth on his mouth.
Yeah, that's right. But that's how you wake him up.
Yeah.
You just flash him.
Wendy Peppercorn him. Is that her name?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know that reference at all.
You don't? What's it? What's the movie? The Sandlot. The kissing scene.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. That's good.
What am I, the old one here?
Goddamn, no. Definitely, I'm definitely older
no, you just
than everyone
older
here.
Than us.
Fuck you. That's a good nag. everyone's quietly sips their beer.
Yeah, really, yeah.
Well, gave it away, all the catcalling going on in here. But,
oh,
yeah, man. It's crazy out
hey,
here.
Do you we got a Bob Talks?
Yeah, we got little segments here.
Okay.
One of the segments, we got a Bob Talk. We got an 800 number, 844 Bob Talk. If you guys want to call in with your fucking bullshit.
Oh, shit.
And we just listened to a few of them. I don't know what these are.
Okay.
If they are advice or if they're whatnot.
Stories, questions, weird facts, fuck it.
So a lot of people just go like, "Oh, I love the show," and I hate those calls. Like, be creative.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I get it. And we, not to complain about being a woman again, we had this segment on our podcast and people just kept calling me like, "I'd love for you to sit on my face."
That right. I would love those type of calls, honestly.
Yeah, we should just trade. Can you
yeah.
post your
we'll
number?
We'll
send them
play
to us?
Ours and
Yo,
you play yours.
That'd be great.
That's just... So we could have some respect and yeah. you guys could have some sexual fun.
We will literally have a segment saying, "These are from this bitch podcast."
That's
just
so
play.
Funny.
That is hilarious.
Whether you're happy or you're broken, it's time to crack one open. Call 844 Bob Talk.
All right. This is from Ohio.
Yeah.
Oh, it's not playing. All right.
Oh, it's, it's the service in Ohio.
Yeah.
He's calling from Iraq. So.
That state fucking.
Oh, why is this playing, dude?
Hey, what's up, boys? It's Mike from Indiana. I was listening to the latest Patreon. And there was a part in there where Wes brought up and one of the existential questions of him arguing about why vegans, you know, their whole problem. Basically saying that a cow should live just for the chance to live and it would be better to live than not live at all.
Okay,
anyway,
Socrates.
I would challenge you guys to watch. There's a couple free documentaries. One's Dominion. The other one's...
Oh, no, it's cutting out. We're going through a tunnel.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. We're going to lose reception in the tunnel here.
Sorry. Sorry, guys. We're gonna stop the podcast to watch Dominion real quick. We'll be right back.
That's so funny.
All right, something about cows.
I like the ones that bomb.
Yeah.
That's even funnier.
I'll be a vegan for the next 2 hours. How about that?
But do call back. Please call back. We do enjoy you calling in, and we will shit on you if it isn't good, but we love you anyways. All right, Ohio. Let's see if we can get Ohio in here.
Okay.
Got it.
Hey, so this is Brandon in Cincinnati, and I finally was able to get through. I never knew the number. So I'm really glad that you titled your last podcast.
Go!
Please.
I was a little hesitant because I wanted to stand out and be funny.
For fuck's sake. No, keep
going.
Keep it going.
Kill Tony episode?
Two calls that you were going to get this week.
It's kind of funny. But it's so bad.
I'm also glad to find out that you have this on YouTube as well. Because
dude!
Yeah.
No, this keep is, going.
Is this a manifesto?
It's terrible. And you need to watch it to appreciate it.
Holy fuck.
The silence.
I love the effort.
I guess
that's it. No! So glad we went through that.
See you next time. Please call in every week.
You just called us to tell us our show's on YouTube. That's what he did. Yeah. You know you guys are on YouTube.
Oh, my God.
Never knew the number.
Dude, that was like good. A conversation with someone's grandfather.
I love that he called in with
that
nothing.
That was awesome.
What is our demo?
God, yep,
I love
that's
it,
about
dude.
It.
Call back. Let's do one more. This is Tennessee here.
Oh, please.
We got maybe a winner here.
Hey, guys. Listening to the Bob Talk section. Thought I was really going to enjoy it because there wasn't Nick in it. And I was like, man, this is going to be great and refreshing. And
it's my brother.
And it wasn't. It wasn't. Nick, pick it up, dude. Like, come on.
You're shitting on the segment.
He's shitting on a guy that called in.
Oh. That's it? He just called to insult the guy?
Yeah. God damn it. Can we get one good one?
I like
one?
That one. I'll take that.
I'll do one more
No,
here.
Dude, that second one was it.
Yeah.
That was...
All right, Indiana, one more, and then we're done.
Hey, fellas. Kind of wondered if you saw the news about Copperfield and...
All right, we're going to stop there. moving on.
Oh, shit.
That was Bob Talk.
Anyways,
thank you.
All right. That was a good one.
That was a good one.
That's fucking hilarious.
Oh, Jesus.
Well, it's called to say I checked out your YouTube and I went straight to www.youtube.com and I put in your podcast and I checked it out and you guys, you're really out there podcasting is the thing. What can I really say? It's like, why are you calling?
Well,
actually the best one, though. So
one of our guests the other day, I mean, it's 844 Bob Talk, and we're telling this, and our guest's like, but how do you dial the letters?
No.
And I was like, Eric said this.
On the rotary phone?
42 years old. I'm like.
Yeah, that's why.
What do you mean that's why?
I don't know. He should know more than anyone that that's how you. I don't know.
Yeah, he thinks it's some type of weird code that everyone knows. Yeah. Like we're all in on it. Like there's some
that's
secret
so
code
funny.
That you can dial letters. What a fucking idiot.
He thought it was like another language. Yeah. He's like, I only speak English.
Yeah, he's like, I don't know.
It's a thing.
What kind of CIA agent phones you guys have that you can just send letters like that?
Unfortunately, I don't do your little China phone, so...
Oh man, that's hilarious,
dude. Mm-hmm. That's so funny. When I was younger, I thought that when I watched a TV show and the credits came up at the end or a movie, I thought that channel was done. I was like, "Well, Channel 34 is done."
Oh wow, wow!
They had their moment. I thought it was like an audition.
So
and
sad.
It was like, they killed that one, dude. They killed that.
That's another one bites the dust.
Yeah, and I thought they were just like endless, and I was like going through them.
That's fucking so funny. Mm-hmm. Fuck.
Yeah.
That's partially. I mean, it probably happened once. For every channel. It was their last time.
Yeah.
Do channels even exist anymore?
Oh, yeah.
Channels are still out there? People still watching channels?
Yeah, yeah, I actually love it when I go to a hotel and they have a TV.
I never.
It's the only time I see channels.
Yeah. But the thing about hotels is the remote controls all have this delay now. They have like this slight delay where true. It just doesn't. I'm like, how have we been to the moon? Like, I don't fucking understand. And it just, I just want to go from 34 to 35 when it clicks. Yeah. Like, that's all I want.
Don't hit it twice.
And every once in a while, you'll get a hotel room where you're like, clicking so fast, you're like, I will enjoy some fucking Maury again. You know, like, I will watch Judge Judy for a moment. Like, it's fucking awesome.
That's funny. It's funny to see channels that realize, oh, people only watch this shit. So that's all we are now.
Yeah.
And so, like, True TV is just Impractical Jokers, 24/7, a little bit of Carbonaro reruns.
After Jokes.
Yeah, right.
Where you watch the jokes from Impractical Jokers.
Them react
and
to it.
And After Party, like, yeah. Where you get to party about the episode and the After Jokes episode.
Oh, we know. We
we had our show on True TV.
Our show was on True TV.
I was a producer for Impractical Jokers.
Oh, yeah, nice.
Yeah, we talked about this. Yeah, we talked about this. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because, man, when our shit aired on there, they're like, these are the wrong four white people.
Oh,
like, they did not like our
shit. Dude, their fan base is, they are cult. Yep. Cult-like. They are for them. You have to accept that.
You can only like one thing.
True TV belongs to the Impractical Jokers.
Now it's like wrestling. Now they do, wrestling, Carbonaro. The Carbonaro effect.
And they sell March Madness, I guess, right?
Yeah.
I like Carbonaro.
Yeah, same. Yeah,
he's really good.
Yeah, he's a funny guy. I like it because it's like magic is weird when you're like, I'm a magician. Because then they're like, all right, show me a trick. And you got to pull out like some stupid fucking props or something. But if you're Carbonaro, they don't know you're a magician. And that's the best reactions.
Yeah.
Because they think their reality is literally altering in front of them.
It's true magic.
Exactly. It's the best when they're like, oh, no, you just put it in here and you can microwave the egg and it becomes an actual chicken. And they're like, what the fuck?
It's actually fun to see how cool magic has developed with technology and like all that stuff.
Yep.
Too.
Yeah, definitely. There's like, so, you know, like CES and that type of, like, these type of conventions, like electronic conventions where there are all the latest gadgets and stuff in Vegas.
I would love to go to that.
Yeah, so that just happened in Vegas. They every year.
A gadget convention. Yeah. I love gadgets.
CES, it's all it is. All the latest technology, a lot of prototype stuff that isn't out yet. And it's so.
Wow.
So what he'll do.
I'm having sort of an autistic spin out right now.
Yeah, dude. Trust me. Tell me more. It's always been like this for magicians, though. We get our hands on tech before anyone else. Like, I know a lot of people in the industry that do things with their phones that are completely illegal. You would freak to know that they have access to all that stuff. They're like CIA spies, basically. But
yeah, no, someone definitely watches me in the shower.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
I'm like, why did my camera just open up three times while I was showering? What's happening?
Yeah, I'm hearing an audible click.
I can hear you. It's like I'm showering and my phone's going like, I'm like, what click. Is that? Yeah,
someone jumping on the line. Hang on, Mom.
Hold on. I think we've got a, what is it called? A bobcat call coming in. What is it?
Bob talk. Close enough.
That's good enough.
But yeah, what he'll do is he'll walk in to CES before that shit opens.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And be escorted around. And sometimes he'll see like tech that isn't out yet. And he'll go, pack your shit up. I'm buying you outright. And putting it in my show. And sometimes he doesn't even put it in a show. He shelves it. Because he'll
saves it for later.
Because he needs to, right? You have to, like, to be, like, the greatest illusionist of our time.
You have to be ahead of the technology.
You have to be, like.
Oh, it's so good. Yeah. Thank you for telling me that. I love that.
Like, Méliès. Like, back in the day, Méliès, like, he was a magician as well. And he put out, you know, the first, like movies and stuff and moving pictures. And you see in the tent, when they're in the tent, they see this train coming. And people run out of the tent scared because they think they're going to get crushed by a train. So back then it was magic. It was new tech, right?
So crazy.
And now everybody has access to it. So we have to go further. What's the next thing? And
well, there was Alexander, the guy with the fucking turban, right? He had the Bluetooth in his turban, wireless shit back in 1920.
Wow.
It was like 1908. Yeah.
It's like, you got the, like, why is he performing in a big turban?
He had the first Bluetooth tech, basically.
Just all these wires and shit underneath this turban.
That's why his turban was this big.
You don't have to even have a whole career in magic if you can get your hands on one cool thing that's really ahead of time and kind of do a build a 10-year career off that before
it
comes out.
But that's the thing. You don't, like, the thing is, can
I'm gonna pass out.
Yeah. And then people get access to it and it fucks you because then you're like, I can't do this bit anymore. Because now people can do that with their phones.
But if you're playing chess and you've got a bit behind that bit already ahead of time,
it's all we're doing.
Ready?
It's all we're doing.
I love it. Yeah. Magic's so cool, dude. I love it. I tell you guys all the time. I fucking love it.
Yeah, we spend a lot of time. Like, I have friends who invent a lot of magic, like create like the most epic magic you'll never see.
Okay.
Because they don't do public shows. Don't do any of that shit. Mm-hmm. They'll go and like perform for like princes and stuff, and like sign NDAs and do all these crazy shit. But these guys are out here constantly inventing things because every other month they'll be like, oh, these glasses, they now have bone conduction and you can like hear your music in your glasses. And he's like, well, that bit goes away where I'm reading this guy's mind when he puts on the mind reading glasses.
That kind of happens when you're a comedian and you think of a really good bit and then you go and watch someone do it that's more famous than you. Yeah. And you're like, well, and even if it's different enough, you're like,
gotta shelve it.
Can't there it goes.
Fuck.
Yeah. So weird how the worlds are like parallel.
Yeah. My buddy Dino has this bit, and then I just watched the new Chappelle special and I was like, oh, that's a joke Dino's been trying to do for a while.
He's
I'm like,
doing it for
no
years,
more.
Too.
Yeah.
Like, I just had
that's gone now.
The coolest night at the Comedy Store.
Really?
Uh-oh. The night that we sold out the main room.
Yeah.
It was a second sellout. And the second sellout's better than the first sellout because the first sellout, you gaslight yourself into thinking it was lucky.
Right.
And you're like, it was a good night. A lot of people were in town. Yeah. You know what I mean? The second one, you're like, oh, we might have sold out for real.
Yeah. That is fucking awesome.
So we really enjoyed it. We had a good night. I'm just about to leave. I'm walking out and I see Marc Maron, who I love Marc Maron.
Yeah.
Like I just love him. I think he's so great. And I see Marc Maron and he literally is like, hey kid, what's up? And I was like, hi. And he's like, you know, I love your stuff. And I'm like, oh my God. And I'm like already having a moment like, that's so cool. And then I go to leave. And last time I was in Austin, I did meet Chappelle. Like I hung out with him at Rogan's Club at Mothership. Mm-hmm. And we hung out. I met him in the green room. Then we went down to Mitzi's. I didn't hang out with him the whole time. And at the end of the night, he was like, bye, Kim Congdon. And I was like, that's cool. He remembered my name.
Very cool.
But I didn't expect him to ever remember me again. It was like, you know, one night. And then I'm leaving after this sold out night. After Marc Maron tells me he loves me, I go to leave and Chappelle pulls up and he gets out of the car. And he, before he goes inside, he stops and turns and comes towards me and gives me a hug.
Whoa.
Oh, wow.
And gives me a hug and then goes inside.
At your fucking sold out show?
At my sold out show. And then he goes inside and I'm like, I can't leave right now. Like, I have a 7 a.m. flight, but I'm like, it's midnight. I'm like, I can't leave. I got to see what he's about to do.
No sleep for Kim.
Then he comes in. Chris Rock follows him in. I'm like, fuck, dude. Whoa. I have to go watch the set. Him and Chris Rock sit on stage and have a political debate with the audience.
Whoa.
Like a deep, funny.
How cool.
Sometimes angry. One girl was standing going, fuck you. And at the end of it, like, whoa. It was like intense and like real and fun.
What an awesome
and like,
moment.
It was like Colin Quinn's show.
Right.
It was kind of like that.
Yeah, yeah.
But it was Chappelle and Chris Rock and the audience. And it was like, 30 people in the room.
What a time.
And
what a time
they
to
did
be alive.
2 hours
sick.
And it was awesome.
God
it was awesome. You know, I won't say what they were talking about because they didn't want anyone filming, but it was awesome.
That's a magical fucking place.
Those are special
place.
Moments, dude.
Yeah.
It's a cool place.
That's crazy.
Yeah. And I like that Joe's like brought that feeling over here too in Austin. It's cool that you can spread it out.
Yep. Yeah, last night we were we got to hang out with Pauly Shore and like, you know,
Ron
White was there. And I mean, just incredible to just even like for us, like we're fucking magicians, comedy magicians,
Canadian magicians.
Yeah, exactly. we have no fucking, you know, we shouldn't even be here, but like we're in this room feeling so grateful, looking around and being like, damn, this is just to even like be a part of this in some way, like adjacent to it and watch it happen is really special. So that must be an amazing feeling.
Anytime I'm included, I'm like, I'm still that girl in the movie that goes like
imposter syndrome.
Every time last night they were cheersing and like Pauly Shore and like Tony and someone else, and I was like, oh, are you sure you want me to clank my cup with your cup? Even though I've been friends with them for 10 years, like it is a lot of imposter syndrome.
Yeah, but you fucking deserve it. Like we're outsiders.
You guys are fucking
you're in the thick of it.
You're in there too.
Yeah.
You're in the green room with us. You're in there too.
If we talk for too long though, like it's time you better do a trick. You better do a trick, please.
Start doing some magic.
Can you please?
I mean, we want to see you guys do magic. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, like, oh,
you're also there watching the comedy. Come on. We got to trade some.
And me cracking a joke
is like, that's fair. That's good point.
Me cracking a joke is like them trying to do like thumb tip magic.
That's like if you hung out with us and we weren't fun.
Yeah, that's true. When do I laugh?
Exactly.
Right, we're almost going to wrap this up. We'll end it with one more segment.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, the empty threats?
This is, yeah, fuck you, dude.
Well, you want to say it? You say it every time.
Yeah, so this is empty threats. And, yeah. I swear to God.
You're gonna let me introduce it one time, or I'm gonna make a fucking bowl of clam chowder and dunk your face in it, then slurp the soup off your beard.
Ew.
I will hire Chris Hansen to just follow you around with a camera crew.
That's fucked, dude.
Yeah.
That's good.
That's what I'm gonna do.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm going to donate monthly payments to Ghislaine Maxwell so she can pay for her commissary under your name.
I will fucking take your favorite shirt and I'll dry it on high heat and shrink it.
Do you have children?
No.
I have seven.
Why do you say no? You do?
I'm like, no, I don't. But I was like,
do you have children?
Seven.
So really?
No.
Oh. I will fuck your children's mother. and get into a relationship and make sure your children call me daddy.
That's good.
But that hurt. I was trying to hurt.
No, okay. It was good. It has
okay,
to hurt.
Okay.
I will
make a Grindr profile for your father.
Oh, that's okay.
Another one?
It says you already have an account. Sorry.
Yeah, that's all I got.
That's fun. I like that.
Yeah, it's nice to have them.
Little empty.
I will tell the rest of my friends you're Canadian magicians.
Please don't.
I will tell all my cool friends at the the clubs.
Yeah, that is the end of this segment. We're going to cut it there. All right. Hey, Kim Congdon. You're an absolute delight.
Thanks so much.
Your podcast fucking great.
Dude, I appreciate it.
I love it. I mostly followed via the clips you guys post.
Help.
That's fucking great.
Yeah,
I love
thank
it.
You. Yeah. Make sure you guys check it out, This Bitch Podcast. I also have my own podcast called The Kim Congdon Takeover and my special coming out, Childless MILF. Valentine's Day. Don't forget it when you're fucking.
Any
just
dates?
Put it on. Put it on and repeat and just come to it.
Oh, okay. Hell yeah.
Any dates?
Yeah, all my show dates are on kimcongdon.com. And yeah.
Drop it below.
Yeah.
Shit, yeah.
All right, Kim, thanks so much for joining us. Really, really fun to have you
thank
on.
You.
I hope to do this again. I hope to have Sarah on one day too. That'd be amazing.
Yeah,
or both of
that.
You. We can hook it up.
For sure.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
Yep. Thanks. Tell three friends.
There you go. All right. See you guys.
Bottom of the barrel. Hey. Bottom of the barrel. Hey. Where we always feel so tall. Bottom of the barrel. Hey. Bottom of the barrel. Hey. The barrel is only two.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.